The Arctic is already known for having impressive swarms of mosquitoes in the summer, and climate change could boost mosquito population numbers, according to a new study from a Dartmouth researcher. Lauren Culler studied mosquitoes as they emerged from ponds in Greenland 2 years in a row. She found the insects are growing faster and maturing earlier, threatening caribou populations who have their calves at the same time. Culler says warmer winters and spring affect mosquito development in the Arctic by melting ponds earlier.
It's the timing of pond melt that triggers the biology of mosquitoes. After they've been in the egg stage for the entire winter, as soon as the ponds melt, the eggs hatch into mosquito larvae and they begin their development towards adulthood.
So if there's a shorter time then that they're in that frozen egg state, is there a point at which there's not enough time? I mean, do they need a certain number of months to develop, or how does that come into play?
That's a great question about their biology, and we don't currently know exactly how long they have to be frozen before they hatch. But we do know that if ponds become more variable and such that they thaw and then freeze and then thaw and then freeze again, which we could expect with more variable winters, the mosquitoes, at least certain species in the Arctic, wouldn't tolerate that very well.
Tell us a little bit about how early mosquitoes affect caribou populations.
One thing we're looking at is how the timing of mosquito emergence coincides with when the caribou are having their calves. And we know that for many caribou, they tend to have their calves around the same week every year. Their reproduction is cued by changes in day length. So in Greenland, the caribou are always having their calves the first week of June. The mosquitoes, on the other hand, are responding to variation in when the ponds melt. So in years when the ponds are melting earlier, the mosquitoes are emerging earlier. When the ponds melt late, they're emerging later. And the timing of that emergence kind of determines when the peak in mosquito or insect harassment is. And we're really interested in how that peak in insect harassment may or may not overlap with when the caribou are having their calves.
What is the danger of an earlier hatch like that to the calves?
Well, we know that mosquitoes can be an extreme pest to caribou, both in terms of just drawing a lot of blood out of an individual animal, but also the caribou spend more time running around and trying to avoid mosquito harassment, and the adults and the calves will spend time running to windy ridges or even out onto snow patches where there's less food available. So there have been some scientific studies showing that when caribou spend less time foraging on high-quality food, they're less successful at raising their calves.
And how many mosquito bites have you endured doing this research?
So we sometimes go a little crazy when we're out there studying the mosquitoes, especially once they emerge, because we're right down where they like to hang out near the wet areas. So we would sometimes, sit in the field and just kind of look and count how many were landing on our hands. And I try to stay completely covered up as best I can, but they always find a way to bite through your clothes and kind of disregard the fact that you've put insect spray on. So I can't even count how many mosquito bites I've received, but many, many, many mosquito bites.
Lauren Culler is a researcher at Dartmouth College.